Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this video, I want to talk about what is happiness. Hey, welcome back, and let's crack into this topic, what is happiness? Now, happiness is something that I've covered in other videos. In fact, I've got a great video up there, How to Feel Happy, where you can take a look at the specific things that you can do in your life, like changes that you can enact, put into place, that will actually generate real happiness for you versus the kind of happiness that you thought you would get or the things that you thought would make you happy but won't. So that one's more of a practical video. This video, I'm going to give you some really deep understanding of what happiness is. So this one goes deeper. We're going at the core. And in fact, what we're going to do is we're going to say some things that are going to undermine and undercut and really contradict some of the stuff that we talked about in the previous video. And this is going to take a little bit of intellect on your part to work through some of these concepts, because there are many layers to understanding happiness and actually getting it working in your life. So let's crack into this. All right. What I really want to talk about here is I want to get some definitions straight, because when we say happiness, that can be such a generic term, it loses sight of anything real. And it's kind of like the word love. It tends to be so overused. We say happiness, we say love. Who the hell knows what these words mean anymore because of the willy-nilly way in which we use them? Well, I've been studying this stuff a lot, and I've been clarifying definitions in my own mind. And I'm not saying that my definitions are the right ones, but I'm saying that there are these concepts out there, and whatever you choose to label them, these are the concepts. So I'm going to go through them to get you a really good sense of what happiness really means. Because I'm sure that right now your understanding of what happiness is drastically different from what it really should be. And that is why you don't have happiness. That is why you don't have fulfillment. All right? And this is why you're out there and you're looking for something more and you're wondering, what more is there? Something must be missing. What is missing? And you're looking for that missing piece. Here is the missing piece, and this is deep, and this is not something that you will be told almost anywhere else. So listen up and have an open mind about this, because some of these ideas are very likely to shatter your ego and to really bruise up your ego, because some of these things are not comfortable. Some of these truths are just not comfortable to come to adopt and understand. So happiness. Let's make a distinction right now between happiness, excitement, all right? Happiness and excitement, two very different things. What you call happiness, when we just say happiness in our common parlance, what we're really talking about there is a form of excitement. And we're going to make this distinction between being happy as in just fulfilled and calm and peaceful, and just having a very kind of a, you might describe it as a very mellow, very even-keeled state of mind and state of being. Just like calm, peaceful, imperturbable. Like you feel like everything is right. You're in the moment. That is more of the true definition of happiness. That is not what we say when we talk in everyday terms. In everyday terms, when we talk about happiness, usually what people mean is excitement. So let me give you some examples here to make this concrete. You're happy when you go have a nice meal at some expensive restaurant, right? You have that seafood or that lobster or that steak. Makes you happy. What is that? That is stimulation. That's titillation that you're getting. That's a form of excitement. It's nothing crazy. I mean, eating a nice steak is not some crazy form of excitement. It's not like going on a roller coaster. You don't really get an adrenaline rushing through your veins, but it's still a form of excitement. And it makes you happy, we would say, right? Eating a nice steak makes you happy, or whatever your favorite food is. Then having some nice sex, right? Some amazing mind-blowing sex, that tends to be a little bit more towards what we would consider excitement, right? Really, if it's mind-blowing sex, then it's like orgasmic is excitement, it's crazy, a lot of emotions, you're filled with chemicals and hormones. That is a form of excitement, but you also say that that makes you happy, right? Having great sex makes you happy. How about going on that roller coaster? You know, obviously, that's a form of excitement. Makes you happy if you like those kind of things. Going to an amusement park ride makes you happy. So this is what we generally would say happiness is, and we tend to look for happiness in that way, is we look for stuff that will stimulate and excite us, right? We want to get into a stimulating relationship. We want to do stimulating things. We want to be doing stimulating hobbies. We want to be entertained in ever more stimulating ways. We want more stimulating movies. We want a more stimulating book, exciting book, something that's got drama to it, right? We want stimulation at work. We want to be working on some exciting project. We want stimulation with our friends. We want to go out and do something fun, maybe get drunk, do a little crazy, some adventure. We want stimulation and excitement in our travel. Even when we go traveling, we want to do something exotic, right? We want to go do something exotic. We want to do something new, unique, something adventurous and exciting there. And we tend to think that all of those things make us happy. And we tend to think that, well, if we had just more of those and we had those things more consistently, then we would be at a more consistent level of excitement. And then we could just kind of, instead of the mundane life that we're living, we're going to have these peaks of excitement, and then we're gonna kind of somehow lock those peaks in. Like if we had more money, we'd be able to lock that peak in and continue that excitement. Or if we were able to marry our dream partner, then we would take that amazing sex and we would take that amazing spark that we have at the beginning of a relationship, we just like lock it in and then keep that going with the marriage. So this is kind of the common sense intuitive notion of happiness. And the problem is that it doesn't work. It's not real. What that is not happiness. Let's classify that and label it as excitement. And excitement is there. And it's definitely the case that our brain loves excitement. It loves variety. It likes to go out there and look for these sources of stimulation. It's very convenient because it's an unconscious form of living. So when you're engaged in all these things, really, you're behaving in unconscious ways because you're just getting pleasure. You're feeding off the pleasure. It makes you feel so good that it basically acts like an addiction. So you might think of doing drugs, for example, as a huge form of excitement, right? And if you do a hardcore drug like heroin, that gives you a big rush of excitement. But then also what you get when you do that is you get the highs, but then with the highs come the inevitable lows. And that's basically what's happening with your life, is that you are going out there and you're seeking stimulation in not as destructive ways as a heroin junkie, but actually, we might say, in equally destructive ways. Because what you're doing is, you might not be destroying your body and your brain quite as badly, although many of you are with the food that you're eating. But you are destroying the potential and the arc of your life, the growth of your life. You're destroying that by all the stimulation that you're plugged into, from TV news, to internet, to movies, to hanging out with your friends, to partying, to drinking, to even that job that you're really excited about. All that stuff, in a sense, is limiting you. And the reason that is because you're trying to get stimulation from it. And that is different than real, genuine happiness. Let me now talk about what genuine happiness is. And now, this is not something that I would talk about with a newbie who's just being introduced in personal development, because I would say that if you're just getting started, and right now your life feels pretty miserable, and you're having trouble paying the bills, you have trouble at work, trouble in relationships, you've got emotional wounds that need work, if you've got these problems, you know, work on those first rather than going after genuine happiness, because genuine happiness is going to take you some time to really wrap your brain around and to get it working in your life. Genuine happiness is this. It's a feeling of peace and calm and contentment. So that means that you are content with whatever is happening in the moment. You're not thinking about the future. You're not thinking about the past. You're not plugged in to any particular source of stimulation. You're not watching the TV. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. It's just you are happy right now. Just as you are. You're just content. You're content and you're peaceful. And nothing really is disturbing you. And more so, you're so at peace that you don't even imagine that anything could disturb you. Basically, it's the elimination of any forms of suffering. And you might say, okay, I mean, that sounds nice. I've had moments in my life where I just kind of felt, you know, just kind of nice. But how can that compare with the excitement that I get when I go watch a blockbuster movie and it like blows my mind, or when I read some amazing, thrilling book, or when I go and I go drinking with my friends, we have a crazy kind of night, night out on the town, or we go shopping and it's so fun to go buy stuff, and you know, I get that new gadget, I open it up, it's like Christmas morning. Isn't that what we want, that excitement rather than fulfillment? Here's the problem with that excitement paradigm. Really what's happening there is it's an egoic paradigm. You're operating from your ego. And what your ego is doing is that it is, and this is a very apt metaphor that I'm going to use, is that it's keeping you trapped like a mouse in a hamster wheel, right? Going after a piece of cheese. And so what you've got here is you've got the situation where you're going through life chasing after things, thinking that external things will make you happy, and they don't. And you keep failing to find that. And so you go and you find and you look for another source of stimulation, thinking that that will be the answer. And you go and you bounce from source of stimulation to source of stimulation, hopefully improving the quality of the source of the stimulation. So you might start off with hardcore drugs, eventually you realize that that's not doing it for you. So you wean yourself off those. You might just go to drinking and smoking. Then you might wean yourself off those because you see that that's not healthy. Then it's like you're watching TV and you're screwing around on the internet. Eventually, maybe you'll realize that those aren't doing too much for you either. And maybe you go and you find a good relationship. You know, what can be wrong about a good relationship? Nothing really, except that, again, you're looking for that relationship. You're looking for stimulation from it. And it's going to fail to do that for you. Because let me tell you what you're really after. See, right now, you're probably sitting there and you're thinking, well, what you're talking about, Leo, you're talking about this kind of a Buddhist Zen idea of happiness where you're just kind of like calm, content in the moment, not really seeking anything, not striving for anything. First of all, that's going to lead to a boring kind of life that's not exciting. I don't want that kind of life. But then you're also probably thinking that that's not what happiness really is. Here's what you got to understand. And really ask yourself this. The whole life that you've been living so far, what has it been, 20 years, 30 years, 40, 50, 60 years? Have you actually gotten what you wanted out of life? Have you actually gotten it? Do you have it right now? I mean, you've chased many things. You've been a hamster in that wheel for your whole life. Have you gotten it? Have you gotten that cheese? Have you gotten what you were really after? Let me tell you what you were really after. What you were really after is you were after that moment of peace that happens after the stimulation ends. That's why you're pursuing that stimulation. So let's say, for example, that a new movie comes out and you're really excited to go see that new movie. What you're really gonna, that moment in that whole arc of going to see the movie, watching the movie, coming out of the movie, and then going back home, the point where you're really happy and fulfilled is at the end of it. If you were so excited for something that you get it, it's at the end of it that you get a little bit of a, like a release. It's like, oh, that was nice, right? Like, that was nice. I've been waiting for that movie for months. I saw it. It was nice. And now it's kind of like a little bit of a release. And then notice yourself. What's going to happen is that maybe within a few minutes, an hour, maybe the next day, it will vary what the period is going to be, but within a relatively short amount of time, your brain is going to say, okay, what's next? What is next? And it's going to look for the next source of stimulation. Because what's going to happen is you're going to start to feel empty inside. It's going to feel like, okay, I was stimulated by that movie, and that was a nice experience, nice 2 hours in the theater, eating my popcorn, sitting there with my friends, laughing or crying or just enjoying it, whatever. Like, I want more of that. So what you do is now when you're alone and by yourself and you're just kind of quiet, you don't feel happy because you're kind of addicted to that original source of stimulation. And so your brain says, what's next? What's next? You're only going to be happy for a short period of time until your brain says, next, more stimulation, more stimulation, more stimulation, another hit of heroin, another hit of heroin, another hit of heroin, right? That is exactly what is happening. And what this does to your life is it creates this roller coaster. This roller coaster that you have in life, you right now think that, well, Leo, you can't be happy all the time. I mean, this is life. In life, you've got happy times, you've got sad times, and life is supposed to be like this. There are ups, there are downs. Everyone says there are ups and downs. Okay, This is the point where I come in and tell you that, remember, this was supposed to be an advanced video, advanced ideas. So this is not for the newbie. For the newbie, this is way in over your head. You go watch the other videos where I tell you how to be happy right now by tweaking a couple of variables in your life. This is for the advanced student of personal development. Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you, is that that's actually not true. That roller coaster ride, it's created by you, and all the suffering in your life is created by you. This is a hard idea to get your head around. And actually what you do is you do not ever get your head around it because your ego prevents you from doing that. Your ego will not allow you to understand this idea. So really, this is where enlightenment work comes in. This is when you start to really research enlightenment and you start to experience it for yourself and you start to do the meditation, the contemplation work that really takes to start to dissolve your ego. What you do is you undertake this journey of working on yourself on very deep levels where you start dissolving your ego to the point where eventually your ego fades away and this excitement that you were after you no longer seek because you see that it doesn't make you truly fulfilled. And you become as happy as humanly possible by yourself without needing any stimulation just because that is your natural state. Your natural state is 100% peace and calm and fulfillment. That is your natural state. But you are so far removed from that because you've been so addicted to stimulation and your ego cannot even fathom anything else and is so set on your survival and your reproduction that it's not going to allow you to do this. It's not going to allow you to actually experience this in your life until you go through a rigorous process of dismantling your ego. So that is real happiness. It's happiness in the moment. It's happiness by yourself. And it's getting rid of that roller coaster ride. Because every excitement that you're after, that's the peak. And that peak is necessitating a down. Sometimes you can mitigate those, and sometimes you can get away with the peak and the down, you can kind of minimize so the down's not quite so much. But still, that roller coaster ride that is your life, has been your life up to this point, you've been creating that because you have an ego that is out there looking for sources of stimulation, which it ultimately doesn't need and which ultimately never will fulfill you. You're looking for psychological fulfillment in the external world, and it simply does not exist. And what you are is you are literally a hamster in a wheel chasing after a piece of cheese, and that piece of cheese is an illusion. It does not exist, and therefore you will never be fulfilled. You will never be truly happy. You can be stimulated, but you will never be truly happy in your life if you operate from this egoic paradigm. I'm calling this the egoic paradigm, and this is a paradigm that you are operating on. It's the paradigm that 99.999% of every human on this planet is operating on. I'm still operating on it, but I'm making some changes right now to start getting rid of that. So this is advanced stuff, and I'm going to bring you more videos on enlightenment and how you can go about doing that process. But to end on something that's very practical, if you want to start experiencing this, then here's how you can do it. Just a little idea for how you can do it. First of all, unplug yourself from as much stimulation as possible and start to meditate. And I would even encourage you, beyond just doing meditation, I have videos on that, do 20 minutes of meditation every day for the rest of your life. I recommend you commit to that. The second thing I recommend is that you do this exercise, which is I want you to lock yourself in a room, your bedroom, your living room, wherever, where nobody can disturb you, where there is no stimulation. And I want you to set a timer, an alarm clock, whatever, for 2 hours. And I want you to sit in a chair comfortably for 2 hours without doing absolutely anything. And I want you to watch what your mind does. And I want you to watch what your body does. You will literally start to have withdrawal symptoms. So the same symptoms that a heroin addict will have when you take the heroin out, right? He doesn't get his heroin for a few days, for a week. He starts getting sweats and chills and his body starts shaking and his mind's going nuts. That is what's going to start to happen to you if you do this exercise. And this is going to be the first taste for you of starting to realize that there's something here. Because right now you're of two minds. You're like, you're probably either thinking, this is crazy, this guy is wrong, I'm already happy in my life, I'm already fulfilled, and I know that if I just get that one last missing piece, that boyfriend or girlfriend, that hit that weight that I want at the gym, or if I get that career, that car that I want, then I'm going to be fulfilled. I just know I will be. That might be you. The other alternative here is that you're sitting there and you're thinking, you know what, there's something here that is true. I don't know if I totally buy into what he's talking about here. It sounds a little bit far out, but something here is true because what he's describing is describing the psychology of my entire life, right? This idea that I've been running around on a hamster wheel, that's actually what I've been doing if I'm honest with myself. I don't really want to admit it, and I'm afraid of what that means for the direction of my life to admit that, but if I'm really honest with myself, I have to say, you know, that last boyfriend, he didn't do it for me. That car I got, I mean, it was nice, but it kind of worked out the way that Leo was talking about here. Like, I got that car, I had it for a few weeks, and I was feeling great, and I felt really nice. I felt, like, calm and at peace, and then that peace went away, and I totally forgot that I even had this car. Now I take it for granted, and now I'm chasing after something else. Or the same thing with that promotion at work that I got last year. I don't even feel it anymore. I'm just at this new level, and now I want something more, and I'm still not fulfilled. So if you do that exercise where you sit for 2 hours by yourself in that room, that will further give you more evidence to start building this case. And that's really what has to happen here, is for you to actually start to even get on the path towards true fulfillment in life, is you have to start building a case because your ego does not want to accept this. Your ego wants you to keep doing what you've been doing, and your ego wants to preserve itself. It doesn't want to die. And really, you're putting it on a path towards killing that ego, and your ego does not want to die. Your ego is you. Your ego thinks that you are important, you are precious, and that if it were to die, then your whole life would collapse. That's what it wants you to think. And it's really hard to get your mind around that. And one of the ways to do it is to actually start to gather more evidence to build the case here. And one of those is to actually just watch your mind do what it does. Watch your body do what it does when it's just by itself. Just watch it. Notice that. Isn't that wrong? Isn't there something wrong there? Is there something wrong about how you've been living your life? Your whole life up to this point in time, by being that hamster in the wheel. It was okay. But now you know better. Now you know that there's something more out there. The question is, are you going to be bold enough to inquire into it any further? All right, this is Leo. I'm signing off. That's what happiness really is. Go ahead, post me your comments. Like this, share this. I really want your comments because I look at the comments, I read all of them, and it gives me ideas for new videos to shoot. I try to respond to the ones that I can. So post some comments. I love to really use it as feedback to help improve my videos. And of course, go ahead and check out actualized.org, where we've got a free newsletter that you can sign up to. We've got some free, amazing, exclusive bonuses, a 19-part video series about busting your limiting beliefs. And we've also got 2 hours of live coaching that I give away every week, not week, every month, to my subscribers. So go ahead and sign up for that for a chance to win. And you'll just be getting more updates, more information about how to really get fulfillment in your life. I've got a lot more info coming to you specific on this topic of enlightenment work and really understanding yourself on a very deep level, understanding these concepts on a much deeper level. I also got just practical tips. If you just wanted more stimulation and titillation in your life, oh man, that's even easier. I mean, this stuff is hard, this enlightenment stuff. This is hard. The titillation stuff, I can give you tons of tips and techniques how to create a super, super exciting, titillating life for you. So don't miss out.